The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Pastor Coach Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God take a couple born and raised in Waianae, Oahu, who possess entrepreneurial abilities that they've dedicated to Christ, to serve in one of Hawaii's most impactful churches? This is the story of Moku and Sierra Kukonu. We pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is, well, dear friend, to lead you closer and closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, I mean, you may be going through a really tough time. Maybe even so tough, it's hard to describe. The things that are going on inside your mind, inside your heart, indescribable. But dear friend, there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. And Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart and life of the Kukonus, are reaching out to you. Moku and Sierra join us today to speak heart to heart with you because they've experienced the merciful grace and love of God. Moku and Sierra are the owners of Shine Creations LLC, a personalized merchandise service business, and Aloha Customs, a renovation handyman business. Sierra is a stay-at-home mom. They have 4 children, Myla Jean, Mayani, Maliana, and Mizen Shine.
Yeah.
Sierra and Moku are in the process. Moku is being trained to be a pastor under the authority of Pastor Norman Nakanishi and Pastor Alfredo Canencia. They've been a part of ProSide Church for almost 5 years and are leaders of the Nanakuli, the ProSide Nanakuli microsite. Mike, Moku and Sierra, welcome to our show.
Thank you,
Danny. Appreciate it. We appreciate being here and
yes.
are grateful to, you know, shine the light of God through this
show.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Now, we say Waianae.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get more specific because at least to tip the hat to and give maybe explanation to people who might not know. They might have heard of the West Side.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean, there's some districts there on the West Side. Explain.
Yeah, so, you know, we're located in Nanakuli, you know, and as Pastor Norman said to us before, the gateway to the West Side.
Yeah.
And, you know, that really spoke to us volume because, you know, down there on the West Side, everybody is very divided,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether you're from Nanakuli, Maili, Waianae, or Makaha.
Yeah.
You know, everybody takes pride from where they're from.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we realize that that's division, which ultimately comes from the enemy, right? And so for us to be in Nanakuli, in the beginning, the gateway to the West Side, I believe God is going to bring unity in what we are doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like growing up in Waianae?
Oh, it's hardcore out there, I tell you. It's kind of like do or die, you know. You're raised to never show signs of weakness. You know, you got to put on this tough exterior to feel like you can survive out there or people will pick on you, and you got to fight to defend yourself. It's very mean, to be honest. It's very mean out there. It kind of creates this hard shell around your heart, and then you find yourself being brought into having this mean personality too that I myself had to learn to break and kind of just melt in the hands of Jesus to really let him help me to unlearn some things that was instilled into me and become this new person in Christ where not everything is a fight. Not everything is you just gotta look tough and be tough. You know, you can be vulnerable. You can be weak with Jesus, that's right, because he is your strength at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, that's like my wife said, that's true. Just, you know, people out there, they love hard. Yes. You know, they really, really love hard. And that's where, you know, their pride comes from, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's a family name, you know, whether it's from the district they're from, whatever it is, they love hard. And, you know, we realize that maybe that love isn't transcended the way God loves us.
Yeah.
You know, it's used another way out there. And so, you know, just being in that community, we can help refocus people's minds to what the true love is, which is from God himself. Yeah. So
use that pride for God and use that love to love him and love others.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Sierra, who influenced you most in your growing up years? And Moko, I'm going to come back to you on that too.
Growing up, it was very hard to say I had someone to look up to. I was kind of thrown around all my life. You know, I didn't have stability with parents. I was with one parent, then another, and then with a grandparent, then your other set of grandparents. But out of all of that, I would say that my grandmother on my mother's side is probably the person that's impacted me and really influenced me, because she had faith and she walked with God and she would get me ready to go to church every Sunday, you know, and she went even if my papa wasn't going. Like, she's like, no, I'm going. I got to get me some Jesus. And so it kind of really impacted me and started my learning of who is this Jesus? What is church, you know?
Yeah, and for me, it would also be my grandmother as well, my dad's mom. You know, just she was always there. You know, when my parents went to work, when my parents, you know, went to events or whatever it was, I was always with her. She was like my second mom.
Mm-hmm.
She was a woman of faith, you know, not in the Christian faith, but I knew she was praying for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I know, now that I'm in the faith, I know that she was praying for me. And so, you know, just seeing her, you know, always in the Word of God, you know, growing up, really made me realize now how important it is, because she had such a kind heart, you know.
Yeah.
No matter what was thrown at her, she didn't show, you know, any, like,
bitterness,
anger. And so looking back at it now, it's like, wow, you know, if I can become like that, you know, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know, Moku, one of the awesome things about your grandma is that, you know, you folks had a chance to lead her to Christ.
Yes.
Before she passed.
Yeah, she was actually a devoted Jehovah Witness for 40 years.
Yes, many years.
And actually, Sierra, you know.
Yeah, well, I had a dream about it first, which was very weird, I gotta say. I had a dream that God gave me that we would pray over her and she would give her life to Christ. And I remember waking up like, I don't think so. Like, this is something so impossible, I feel, you know. But we had a small group, and our leader had asked, you know, what is an impossible prayer that you would have to say? And I said, to have Moku's grandma come to Christ, because I just had a dream about it. She said, okay, then let's pray about it. And so I kind of devoted myself to praying about it. And one day, we could just see the suffering was getting worse and worse, you know, and that's when I kind of felt God urging me, like, it's now, you need to put that dream into action right now. And so I said, you know, Grandma, you're suffering. Let's give your life to God, you know, let's try Jesus. And so we prayed over her, we said a salvation prayer, and she tried to repeat it back. She was very weary already, couldn't really speak. Yes. But at the end of the prayer, she just kept saying, "Sweet Jesus, thank you, Jesus." And it was really moving. Yeah. It was impactful. Yeah.
But a week later, she went home.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really beautiful because I got to witness that. And I, it's in the home where we have the microsite services at. So I began to see how God was, his favor was in that place and the presence of God. But, you know, these, I'm so proud of this couple here, you know, Danny. They come from really rough and difficult background, but you see the grace of God working in their lives and, you know, just them coming to Jesus. So it's, for me, it's a privilege and honor I get to walk with them. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, you know, they feel like I'm, it's really a blessing to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you become a believer in Jesus, Moku?
Yeah. So, you know, I always believed in God, you know, my whole life. You know, at football games, before we start our game, right, we have two teams come together, we pray. And I always knew, you know, prayer, I knew God. And but, you know, it's not until later on in my life where I experienced hardship. You know, I had a drug addiction. I was addicted to cocaine, and it really took over my life. You know, it started from, you know, just when we were partying or just when we're drinking, you know, just on the weekends, and then it started to be every other day, and then it started to be every day. I needed it. I needed it just like how we need air to breathe, and so. Slowly, I started to see my life descending. You know, my marriage started to be kind of just disintegrating. Our relationship was departing. I was thinking about divorce, you know, but my mind was still focused on getting high. You know, we had our two kids, our two oldest kids right now. And, you know, I love them. You know, I love them so much, but I guess not enough to stop doing drugs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one day, I remember this like it was yesterday. I was up for 3 days straight, just high in the clouds. And, you know, God brought me to my knees. My hearing started to go.
Yeah.
My eyesight started to blur. And my body started to become
cold.
And so my heart started to speed up, slow down. And I went to the room and I fell on my knees. I was holding my two kids. And I said, Lord, I went into prayer without me even knowing it. I said, Lord, please don't do this to them. They do not deserve this. You know, if you spare my life, I'll do whatever it is that you tell me to. I'm too young to go. Please don't do this to my wife. And immediately I felt this burden that I've been carrying for so long, been lifted off my shoulders. And without me knowing then, it was the love of God that met me where I was. He met me there.
Mm-hmm. The love of God met Moku Kukonu right there, looking at his kids, praying to God in complete and utter desperation.
Yes.
And God moved
in
answer to that prayer. Dear friend, as you're listening to Moku and Sierra today, as we join in this time with Pastor Coach Alfredo Canencia, I wonder about the wonders of God in your life. Are you close to saying a desperate prayer? Are you at a place where you've run out of answers? Are you feeling that you cannot even express the brokenness and the loss you feel? Is there even hope to come back from this? Moku and Sierra say yes. This is your moment, dear friends. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life. aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Moku and Sierra Kukonu are members of Pearlside Church. You can find out more about Pearlside at pearlside.org. Pastor Coach has spoken there for years, preached there, pastored there, shepherded, nurtured, mentored so many, many leaders, overseen so many small groups, of course, under the leadership and pastorship of Senior Pastor Norman Nakanishi. Yes. What a powerful ministry, Pearlside Church, pearlside.org. You're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety, just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, free podcast. Listen to it. Share it with a family member or friend.
Yeah, you know, you heard how Moku came to Christ. It's so awesome. But understanding that, you know, when I saw Moku in a small group, I realized there's leadership capabilities in him. So we would meet one-to-one at Zippy's.
But Coach, the catcher on the baseball team.
That's right.
Is... known to be the quarterback of the field, right?
You cannot play without a catcher, that's for sure.
I mean,
in baseball.
Starting catcher for Kamehameha.
That's right. Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, so. And you know, just so I see leadership inside of him. And so I start meeting with him at Zippy's. And then Sierra would come, but she'd be waiting outside in the car. And I would tell Moku, why didn't you tell her to come inside? And I realized that, you know, God was working in Moku's life. But he was also working in Sierra's life, but she wasn't saved yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sierra, as you begin to see change in your husband, and so you started to think, well, I'm going to check out a small group too.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah, so Moku was part of a small group, a men's small group, and just so happened the wives of those men started a women's small group. So, you know, he told me about it, and I was like, Bombay, or you know, maybe later. And so I don't know what happened. I just was like, you know what, let's just go give it a try. You know, I'd use the kids as an excuse. Oh, I gotta stay home with the kids. And you know, instead of finding a way, I found excuses, but asked my parents, you know, can you watch the kids just for an hour? Went to a small group, and I was really nervous, I gotta be honest. I was the youngest there. I was like 23. Every other woman there was in their 40s or older. So I was like, man, I'm just this young gun here. Like, they don't want to hear from me. But it was actually really powerful. It changed my whole perspective of what it is to even have your relationship with God. They taught me how to have a relationship with God, how to do quiet times, get in your Bible, journal, you know, and I always love to write. And through this small group, I was able to really find forgiveness in my heart for both my moms and my dad. And then, you know, we would talk about group on the way home, and we had something fruitful to really talk about together. And I could see Moku really progressing to be this new man of God. Right. And that's really what inspired me to go anyway, was just seeing how good it was going for him. And, you know, this is my husband. I got to follow his lead. You know, I'm going to come behind him, and we're going to do this together. Granted, I will have my own relationship, but we're going to do it together. And so that's really why I chose to. And it was great for me in the end, you know.
Yes, you know, the beautiful thing about it, both of them, you know, we got to baptize them at Pokai Bay Beach, all the way out on the west side. Mm-hmm. And it was a special moment. We did Moku first, and then later we actually did Sierra's. But yes, I could see already God was bringing their families together. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the huge things about you, Sierra, you had to forgive your stepmom.
Yeah.
Because the way you were raised, and she was just young.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't know how to be a mom.
Yeah, totally. My stepmom became my stepmom when I was 4 years old, and she was just 16. Mm-hmm. So she was a teenager trying to take on a relationship, and then a relationship that involves a four-year-old child. You know, that's hard. You're still becoming a woman at that age, and having to take on all this responsibility, I would assume, is pretty heavy, you know. And so I know that it was hard for her. We had a very rough years in our life together. You know, she would should be verbally abusive, you know, physically abusive. I was tortured a lot, you know, and beat up a lot. And so it was hard to do that as a child. You know, no child should have to go through that, you know. And going through this small group really helped me to see that she was doing the best she knew. You know, she did not have the best upbringing herself. You know, and so she only gave to me what she had, and which wasn't much because she was just 16. You right. know, you're not like handed a book like, here you go, this is how you be a mom, not just to your child, but a stepchild. You know, so I found compassion in my heart and grace for her to know that, you know, it's not her fault that things happened the way it did, but I can forgive her. Because I'm not innocent myself, you know. I rebelled hard in my teen years, and if I can give all those sins to God and be forgiven, why can't I forgive her in the same way? You know, if I can't forgive her, that's like telling Jesus, oh, you died on that cross for nothing, because I'm not going to forgive, even though you forgave me and everyone else. Mm-hmm. And so that's really how I was able to forgive her through the small group. And then I felt on my heart like, you know, if she needs to come to this small group, she would be so healed and relieved of everything that she's been through herself. And I did. I invited her, and we had this really great moment where she could truly apologize, and our relationship flowed greatly from there.
He who has been forgiven much, right. loves much. Yes. I feel that. Mm. It comes, it emanates from you when you speak. Moku, when you listen to Sierra and you step back just for a moment and reflect on what God has done in your life and in your family, what stirs in your heart?
You know, it brings me back to the cross. You know, it really, just seeing everything happen, you know, to my family, my wife, it's only by the grace of God, you know, that he went to the cross and did that so that my family can be saved. You know, he died on the cross so that she can forgive her mom who had done wrong to her. And so I look at that and I'm like, man, nobody else can do that by themselves.
Right.
You know, there's no human being, there's no, you know, on your own type of thing that can do this greatness that is happening in our lives right now. And so, you know, it's just soaking it in, you know, just soaking it all in and realizing that it's not just for us, it's for others as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just for the Kukonus, it's for other people to grasp and receive Jesus into their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their families can be saved. You know, their relationships between moms and daughters can be healed and restored and reconciled, you know. And so when I look at that, it gives us hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives us hope that, you know, anybody, you can think to be the worstest person in the world, and God has forgiven you, and mm-hmm. God died on the cross for you as well, and will help you whatever it is that you need help with. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just been great. It's just been so awesome.
Pastor Coach, you lead Sierra and Moku.
Yes.
And you're a man of vision.
Yeah.
The Lord has allowed you to have we talk about the gateway to the west side.
Right.
You've been given a gateway into their lives.
Yes. Yes.
And not only gateway into mm-hmm. their life, but into the gateway of their family.
Right.
And you have seen things. God has shown you things that I want you to share a little bit more with us about when we come back from our break.
Definitely.
God is at work in the Kukonu family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And God is at work, we could even say, with a prophetic grace at work mm-hmm. in a fresh way.
That's right.
On the west side.
Amen.
Yeah.
And vision becomes clear.
Right. Yes.
Faith rises up. My friend, as you listen today, as you share in this time with us, we believe that something said, a phrase, a word, a sentence, maybe a story told, sparks faith in you by the grace of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, faith rising up in your heart. Find out more at pearlside.org. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It was the missionary Jim Elliott who was martyred by the Auca Indians, South America, But there's a famous quote that says, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." Yeah. And there are things that you have given up, Moku and Sierra Kukonu, for things that you will never lose in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Pastor Coach right here by my side. Yes. Like the good old days.
Yes, Danny.
just so natural, yeah, and smooth and comfortable, right, having you with me here. Yeah. And relationships have grown over the years.
Right.
And even Coach, you with Moku and Sierra.
Yes.
Share with us about a renewal of the vows.
Right, right.
Time with them.
Yes.
And what the Lord began to speak into your heart.
Yes. You know, it's about several years ago. I've been walking with them. Now it's almost 5 years. And I remember just looking at Moku and Sierra, I can see the leadership potential in them. And, you know, if you're a leader, you can probably see other leaders. And just trying to see how this thing is going to work. And, you know, with the whole shifting in church philosophy, it's not so much planting big churches, but planting smaller things. And so they came to me and asked me, you know, Coach, we want to do a vow renewal. Remember that time we talked about that?
Yeah.
And because they got married through the judge, and you know, they weren't probably in their right mind when they got married the first time. I said, well, let's do it. You know, let's do it at your house and invite the whole family. And so we did a wedding vow renewal. I mean, Danny, I mean, we're standing there, and you got the family and everybody in the garage. They kind of have a good-sized lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, the neighbors all hearing because it's all microphone. And so I get this thing about, wow, maybe we can start something right here. After we did the vow renewal, it was such a special moment, you know, for them. And I just begin to see the families, and I told myself, we can do it right here.
Yeah.
That's how we started talking about that.
Yes.
Remember, Moku?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's a big thing, you know, because you feel like, you know, you're taking on more responsibility. But yeah, I think, you know, what you give, right, is what you get back. And so, you know, we realized that we were really, you know, we have Pastor Coates with us. So,
right,
you know, what why are we going to worry? But, you know, just starting it off,
right,
you know, I remember the first service we had there. It was just so amazing at,
yes,
what God was already doing, you know, and we could already see that this is just the beginning, you know, of
yeah,
something that will just take off, because God was at the center of it. And, you know, eventually, you know, we'll move on to, you know, a bigger place,
yeah,
as time goes by. But just seeing it, you know, just take off. And,
yeah,
you know, we average about, you know, 50 to 70,
right,
you know, people service. And
yeah,
so, you know, we've seen families get saved. You know, we see people say the salvation prayer and come into a relationship with God. But then the follow-up is what matters, right? The discipleship process, where we invite them into a small group, and, you know, where people confess things and healing comes in their life. So, I mean, that's what's been happening so far.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a blessing to receive God yourself. But when you get to see that happening in someone else, it's such an honor. Like, you just feel so joyful and so blessed to see that God is working in them, and to see them take the steps that they take in their own walk and just really see Jesus in them. It's really rewarding, and it makes it so worth it to have our own services at home.
Yes, yeah. You know, it all started like with the discipleship small groups and,
yes,
yeah,
and growing with that. And, you know, they're leading their family and friends to the Lord. You know, one particular one is your cousin, Liahi, right?
Yeah.
And then her husband,
yeah,
was pretty much, you know, we could probably say it now, right? You know, dealing,
yeah,
with drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And heavy in that. And he gives his life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We water baptized him. And,
yeah,
and now he's moving and journeying in small groups and looking to lead a small group now.
Yes.
Now, how you see that happen, But it's really the grace of God that's coming on Moku and Sierra and spreading. And that's just one story of things that you do. So I get to come all the way from Pearl City, drive out there and witness this thing. And then for me, I tell myself, I got to get involved and keep this thing going, because I can see it's the gateway, Nanakuli, to the west side. There's so much more that God wants to do out there.
Someone might be listening and saying, well, that, what is microsite? It sounds, you know, microsite, church. How does this, how does one make sense of that? What is a microsite?
Right, a microsite is basically a group of small groups that really, we begin to branch right within the same place. And we always say that if you have five good small groups, you can come above the ground and maybe have one service a month. We just try to gather them. Mm-hmm. But as we are doing that, now we're seeing that the next level, as we come to Easter, April 17 and the 24th, we're going to do a back-to-back, because we feel we got the leadership infrastructure that we can do that.
It starts with the core team of the microsite. Yeah. You know, you can't have a microsite without foundation structure, you know, and so, you know, just the people who God has been showing us in our lives to partner up with and really have a heart to serve and love his people. It's been so great, because majority of them is family and some of them are friends. And so, you know, we're all on the same mission. Yeah. Right, which is to reach lost people, bring them into a relationship with God, and disciple them so that they can make disciples. And so we all have that same vision and that same mission. And so it's just so
cool.
Great. Yeah, it's cool because you're not doing it by yourself. You know, you have like-minded people that's surrounded you who will help you lead other people.
Yeah, so. And we're all from the west side, so it's like really amazing that we can all come together and do something really positive for our community. You know, we can work together to spread Jesus to all areas, because we have someone in our leadership from Miley. You know, we live Nanakuli. Someone else lives Waianae. Someone else lives Makaha. So we cover all the the districts of the west side.
You have representation.
Yeah.
You know, one of the real awesome stories, Moku, you have to tell this. We were having a small group, and he asked one of the guys, his friend, a work coworker, the brother, who he knows, he come over and work on the AC, you know, because he was having some AC problems. But in the midst of that, he was listening to what we were talking about in small group. And what could tell us about that? Because eventually he had a lot of questions about God.
Yeah, you know, God is, he's so funny. You know, he ordains the, you know, every move. And so I remember we was had our Friday small group. But before that, I asked one of my long distant friends who I haven't seen in 10 years, over 10 years. His name is Alan Ibanez. And so,
Baseball player, too.
Baseball player. Yeah. I grew up with him playing baseball. But since, you know, 10 years ago, I haven't been in touch with him. Finally, I got to be in touch with him, and he works as an AC guy, AC technician. And so, you know, I asked him, I said, hey, could you come out and, you know, look at my house, see if we can install some AC? He said, yeah. So he came, and, you know, we're having small group, and there was this little hole in the wall. Literally, there's a hole in our drywall. And, you know, we're all just talking stories, you know, processing the word of God and seeing how it can apply to our lives. But he's right there hooking up the electrical to the AC, and his ear is, like, lined
listening
up with the hole. And, you know, it's just God, right? That's why I say God is so funny. But when we're done, after the small group, I came out, checked on him, and he said, hey, what are you guys doing in there?
What's going on in there?
What's going on in there? Said, you know, we're just
small group
talking about Jesus and see how he can, you know, help us in our day-to-day life. And he's like, what you mean? And that was the door, you know, for me to step in and really share my own testimony, you know, of why we're doing this now. And, you know, Friday nights were party nights for us, you know. So I explained to him that now it's party for Jesus nights, you know. And so he was just so intrigued. He was like, man, wow. And so I invited him to a small group the following week, which, yeah, you know, he didn't come. But it took a month,
right,
before he actually started
and
to...
even when he did,
yeah,
his yes, camera was off, yeah, yeah, sound off.
Yeah, because during that time, we were in lockdown, so we had to do Zoom.
Yeah.
And but he would come on, but he doesn't put his camera on.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
His face. But one day, it took a couple of weeks, and one yeah, day, all of a sudden, he showed
came
up.
Came on.
Yeah, he came on, and he had a question.
Yeah. You know, I had the opportunity to lead him
yes,
to the Lord.
Yes.
You know, and baptized him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
on,
really
on Halloween night.
On Halloween night.
Halloween night.
And you know, from that on, yeah, you know, we went through one to one together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, walked with him.
Yeah.
You know, through some opposition.
Yeah.
You know, prayed for him and. And eventually God started to work in his life where he started to reach out to others as well.
Yeah. And when you say one-to-one, you're talking about the discipleship.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Discipleship. Yeah. One-to-one book. Yeah.
Process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. Now he's one of the core leaders yes, with us, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
And
he's so our sound and
yeah,
media
sound
guy.
And media.
Yeah, we got the story now about that whole. You know?
And I never patched it up to this day. That's the God honest truth.
That's a symbol of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll never probably patch it up.
The hole has a story.
The yeah, hole has a story. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The hole has a story of someone's hole in their heart
right, yes,
that is filled now with Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Through the small group. And now it's part yeah, of the microsite.
It's part of the microsite. Yeah.
The narrative yeah, is being filled in.
Yes.
Coach.
Yes, God is doing good.
Moku, yeah, yes, Sierra.
Yeah.
How has this impacted your children?
Mm, wow.
Oh, it's wow, that's deep.
yes, it has,
but I'd say very well because yeah, before Christ, they would just see us partying, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, like
yeah,
just gotta be real. Like they saw ugly things, yeah, you know, and
yeah,
now it's so awesome because we pray together at night.
Right.
Our babies are 7, 3, and 2. They all take turns. They volunteer to
awesome,
pray.
Yeah,
they
awesome,
want to pray. They worship on their own. They have their hands up every service, worshiping.
Yeah.
Even our 10-month son
yeah,
has his hands up, and he's worshiping the Lord. And
following his sisters.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I can share a story of yeah, our daughter, Myla
yes,
Jean.
Yes, I think that's a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. So our daughter had gone to school one day, and her classmate was telling her that, you know, his grandmother had passed in a very bad way. And so she told him, "I'm so sorry that your grandma passed. My grandma passed away too." And so they kind of went their separate ways. And then during lunch, she was looking for him. And she found him under their slide at school, and he was crying by himself. So she took it upon herself to walk to him, sit with him, and say, "Are you okay?" And he said, "No." And, you know, they're talking about the grandma, and he's still crying. So she said, "I'm going to pray over you." And this girl prayed over him. And she, when she told me what she said in her prayer, I was just blown away. Like, she asked God to take his grandma home. She asked God to heal his heart and to remind him that he will see her again in heaven. And when I heard that, I was like, almost wanted to cry, because it's like, man, if my 7-year-old daughter has this much confidence to go to school and pray yes, over a friend, yes, why is it so hard for a grown person, us, 27,
right, right,
to just pray for someone when she could do it
yeah,
in her
you know, what
self.
Was funny, too, was that the boy was kind of
a bully to her.
A bully to her. She always used to come home and be like, you know, my, this
he's picking on me.
Picking on me. And I asked her, I said, "Why did you choose to pray for him if he's mean for, to you?" And she said, "Because Jesus said so."
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like,
oh my gosh.
You know, we never force it upon,
right,
yeah,
you know, we don't ever want to force it upon anyone.
I think they just witness watching how you yeah, guys pray for people.
Yeah.
And, you know, she starts to take it upon herself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to a transformation
yes,
right,
of a family,
yeah,
of of children. Sierra, you said something. They saw ugly things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone today may have heard that.
Right.
And thought, my kids have seen ugly things.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have seen ugly things in me.
Mm-hmm.
They have heard ugly words yes. from me.
Yep.
The thoughts, the ugly thoughts could only be kept in for so long. And like people are like toothpaste. You squeeze them, what's inside comes yes. out. And they yeah. have seen the yes. ugliness out of so. Me. And someone feels tremendous guilt right now.
Yeah.
Remorse, regret. If they would do it over again, they'd probably do it differently, they say. But there's no hope.
Right.
Yeah.
They're living in the darkness yes. of that despair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You, Moku and Sierra, remind them, you remind us
that's right.
that there is hope
yes.
in Jesus.
Yes. Always.
Amen.
That our children can see a different mom mm-hmm. or dad,
yeah.
a different grandma, grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
People can see a different friend
yeah.
through Jesus Christ. Dear one, this is all about hope. It's yes. all about redemption.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Amen.
Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Jesus makes all things new. More from Moku and Sierra Kukonu and Pastor Coach. When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you
want
to find out more about Moku and Sierra Kukonu and Pearlside Church, just go to pearlside.org. The story that you told is moving. is touching.
Right. You know, the beautiful thing I love about Moku and Sierra is that they have a heart for people. And, you know, being on this this radio show, it's not just the West Side, it's not just Hawaii, but it's actually the world. And, mm-hmm. and you know, being spending time with them, I realized that they have this prayer burden, because anything that you do for God, like a microsite or small group, it has to be birthed in prayer. Yes. And we just kind of sense a real, you know, burden in your heart. Then maybe we can start with you, Sierra, just praying for some parents and maybe mothers sure. that are struggling out there yes. in the world. Because I really believe as they're listening,
yeah.
I mean, they want to be, your story inspired them, but now we can pray along with them.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, you yeah, know, yeah. so I totally get the burden that we take on as being mothers and wives, and including being a leader and wanting to build a microsite, you know, it's heavily burdened on yeah. you. But there's a God. He's yes. a big boy who can yes, handle yeah. all yeah. those burdens. So I would love to pray for the yeah, yeah. for the women. Thank yeah. you. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are a big God. You are a yes, mighty Lord. God. You are a powerful God who can take on all the burdens that we have, Lord. You can take on every emotion that pops up, every yes. thought that pops up, Lord God. And I just thank you for being El Shaddai, God Almighty, who can be the king of my heart, my mind, and my soul, Lord. Right now, we just want to uplift every woman unto you, Lord God, whether they are aunties, mommies, grandmas, you know, just sisters, whatever it may be, God. We lift them unto you right now because they have come from you. They belong to you first. Before they were a child to their birth parents, a mommy and auntie, they first belong to you. So we give them back to you, Lord, and we just pray that you take captive of all their thoughts, Lord. Remind them that they do not have to live under condemnation ever yes. again, God. That they can give everything to you, and you will help them, you will guide them, but most of all, you will love them.
Yes.
And you will love them right where they are right now, Lord. I pray mercy and grace upon every woman's life, Lord, and that you can just lead them into becoming a new being, God. Lead them into baptism and just remind them that in a baptism, they leave everything behind in that water. Every Thank sin you. Is wiped clean and they leave it there because after that, they are created to be new, completely new. Not just normal new, but a brand new, a God yes, new. Lord. It's yes, a Lord. It's a different type of renewal Thank when we Lord. Are born again through you, God. I just pray for all the mothers who I can relate to, who carry so much upon yes, their Lord. Hearts, God, and feeling they have to do everything all on their own. I release that from them in Jesus' name, God. I break every stronghold and every burden and every ugliness that was put into our hearts, and we release it unto you and just help them find their way back Thank to you, God. Find their way into having a relationship with you so that you can be number one in their heart again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to lift up, Father God, husbands and just, Father, mighty men, Father God, who has been taking on the role of just being the head of household, Father mm-hmm. God, that you have commanded, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, for those people who, Father God, have addictions, Lord, whether it's alcohol or drugs, Father God, those men who have children, Lord God, while they're mm-hmm. dealing with this, Father God, that just like Sierra said, there is no condemnation, Lord,
right.
for those who are in you. And yes. so, Father God, we pray right now, Lord,
Thank
that
you, Lord.
That your wisdom and your strength come upon them, Lord. We break yes. down walls of pride, Lord. We allow you into our hearts, Lord.
That's right.
We ask that you soften those hardened hearts, Lord God. That you meet them, Father God, as you have met me at my weakest, mm-hmm. Father God. Lord, that you give them your strength, Lord, as husbands, Lord, as fathers, to be godly fathers and husbands of you, Father God, of their family, Lord, to lead and guide them, Lord. Father God, you have called them, Father God, to be the best that they can be to lead their families, mm-hmm. Father God. Remind them that in you, Lord, there is life, that in you there is hope, Lord. Father God, we pray all these things, Lord, that your kingdom come and that your will be done in each and every one of their lives, Lord God, in your precious and holy name.
Amen. You know, I'm so thankful to be with this couple. Lord, I know, God, when I drive down to the west side, I always ask myself, why am I doing it, Lord? It's because couples like this, Lord, who find hope in you, Lord, and bring hope to other people. Lord, I thank you that, Father, that you've given us life, and it's not just for us. And it's as we journey toward the cross on this Easter season, Lord, it's really about journeying with other people, Lord. I pray, God, that what they shared and how they prayed would touch everyone's hearts, even my heart, Lord, that we would be transformed, Lord, and realizing that we're here not just about ourselves, but we're here to bring the gospel and the good news to others all around us. Thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. 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 The gospel.
Yes.
This opportunity. And the Lord has heard and answered prayers. Dear friend, as you listen, as you have been prayed for and you prayed with us, the Lord's hand, the Lord's grace is upon you. The microsite continues.
Yes.
But I would also say, as it spreads across the west side.
Yes, amen.
Your ministry continues.
Yes.
Through
yes.
programs like these across the United States and around the world. Coach.
Yes.
Moku, Sierra, Kukonu, thank you.
Thank you.
Life-giving words from Moku and Sierra Kukonu. More about them and the ministry at pearlside.org. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Will you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video I put together for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or your support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. And I thank you in advance. Colossians 3:23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Moku and Sierra Kukonu, pearlside.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Pastor Coach Alfredo Canencia, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.